coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started in here.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. You have woken up with us here at the Kim Pagano Show. I hope you're awake if you're out there driving. I'm telling you, it is freezing. It's enough to wake you up right when you walk outside.
I know, it's nice.
Even my dogs were cold. Well, welcome, everyone. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Marcia Hively.
Good morning.
How are you? I'm here with Rob Blaze from Coffee News.
Good morning, Ventura.
Thank you. And I'm here with Andy on the board. Andy, welcome, welcome. We got lots of people in our studio, so he doesn't exactly have a mic right in front of him, but I'll say hello for him, except for he's got that cute little English accent. So, but our phone number here is 805-639-0008. You are going to want to stay tuned to us today because we got Trivia Tuesday. That's right, from Coffee News, and we've got some really I don't know if they're easy, but let me tell you, they're good questions. And what are we going to win today?
Today we got tickets for the holiday ice rink out at the lakes in Thousand Oaks.
That's so cool.
Which is such a fun little date thing to do.
Yeah,
it is. And
really
even for the family.
Yeah.
And then there's great restaurants right there. I love the Westlake little plaza right there. It's so cool.
And it's outdoors. It's one of the few outdoor ice skating rinks in the area. I think the only one in Ventura County. And then with the holiday decorations and everything, it just puts you in the mood.
It does put you in the mood. You know, it's funny. We have, you know, our tree up and we have all our decorations. It's like, and you could start to see everybody's lights start to come up. And I think it's I love it.
It has taken me so much longer this season to put things up. I mean, I'm a professional at it and usually I'm very fast about it. But I have this new cat. And he is hysterical, but he plays with everything I'm trying to do.
Oh,
so if I've got lights out, you know, it's taken me forever. It's ridiculous.
So do you have your whole house up?
The inside of the house, I've got just a couple little things to do. And the outside of the house, I've got part of it done, and I'll finish it today.
And her house always looks fabulous. I wish I could just
It's pretty much over-decorated, but that's okay.
I know, but you do it. You have your own unique way of doing it, which is totally cool. And I love that. It's kind of...
That's what I like about people's homes. I think it's so much fun to see everybody's traditions. I like tradition.
There you go.
And this year is the last year. My kids are going off to college next year, two of my kids. My other one will be in a year. And I realize everything we do this year seems like, oh, this is the last time we're going
to. Don't think that way.
No, that they're going to all be there all the time. And
right.
So it means a lot
to
me.
Well, that's something that we've been talking about is traditions and memories, you know. And I think that so many of us are into materialistic things now. And now, I don't know, the light went on when we were in Florida with my boys. We just did the craziest, simplest things. We did a marathon, I'm telling you. We went skydiving, you know, like in the simulators. We went surfing in the simulators. We went miniature golfing.
So, you know, my son's turning 8. One of my sons is turning 18.
Isn't that a great
idea? Both of them are. He really, that's what he wants for his birthday, to go skydiving.
I'm telling you.
But my husband is, like, really opposed to it, and I'm not opposed to it. I want to go with him, but... So I said, that's what we should do, is skydive first in the simulator.
I tell you, this guy was amazing, the instructor that's been doing it for 3 years. But it was funny. I got videos of them. My husband and I didn't do it. We were the cameramen outside. But the kids just had, you know, Louis went there to race. You know, I have to kind of like backtrack because I haven't seen Marcia since I've been gone.
Yeah.
But he went there to race, which was great. He made it to the pros and he raced with the pros and everything. In fact, Matthew from Coffee News Ventura just walked in. Good morning.
Good morning. Sorry, I'm
you're closer late than all of us, and you're
He comes from Moore Park, so he's
Comes from Westlake, right?
Moorpark.
Yeah.
Moorpark. Oh,
see, I listened last time.
I guess you do. I'm telling you.
I'm only here one day, so it's easy for me to remember that.
There you go. Well, anyway, so I'm glad you're here. We've been just, it was really cool. We just spent some really amazing time with, our kids. And I think that that's so important. It's talking about just really, having great quality time. So that's something that we're going to be talking about throughout the week and really just talking about gifts and gifts that we already have in front of us. So today, I want to start off with talking about it is Trivia Tuesday. We're going to be giving away
four passes to the outdoor holiday ice rink at the lakes. And it includes everything. It includes the skating and the skates. So you can take your friends or your family and have a really good time out at the ice skating rink there.
That's great.
Makes for an awesome day, I can attest.
Yep.
You know what? I'm telling you, when I just did all these things with my kids, it was amazing. So I would definitely, those are the kind of gifts I think we should be giving our children.
Yep.
So
once you do it once, you'll be back again and again.
Yeah, and who cares if you fall?
Yep.
You know, I just think it's so much fun. All right. So we actually have, Yoga Rainbow, right?
My name is Rainbow Mars.
Rainbow Mars. See, okay, I'm sorry. So Rainbow Mars, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
And so you're going to be talking to us about yoga.
Yoga, healthy living. I'm a health, beauty, and fitness expert. Yeah. We want to do to get more healthy and beautiful. I'm here to support.
Well, I love yoga, so I'm right
I
in
knew
there.
You would love this, Marcia. And yeah. I know that there's so many people out there. This is something that I definitely need to, get into.
Well, you know what I love about yoga is that it's mind, body, spirit. You do improve your body because that's, it's physical. But it also gives you an hour to yourself away from everybody to really center yourself. And it makes such a huge difference in my week. If I skip, I do yoga 2 or 3 times a week. If I skip that, I'm lost.
Wow.
So once you get into it, it's really exciting.
So stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break. So basically what we're going to do is at 8:30, we'll do our Tuesday trivia, with Rob and Matthew. Right. And then right now we're going to come back and we're going to talk to Rainbow Mars about yoga, about life, about really centering our life and making, I think that's what we all need, just calmness in our life. And I think that's something that you can find with your inner self, right?
Change comes from within.
I love
That's
it.
Where we begin.
I love it. I can't wait to talk to you. Also, we're going to talk to Anthony Massey. And is some stress good for you? So we'll be talking about that.
It makes me do things. I don't know.
Stress?
Stress makes me more productive.
Yeah, well, it makes you think, am I going to do this good? Do I need to change anything? It's just, so I like it. Anyways, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We've got a full studio here, and we've got some really fun things. Stay with us. And again, our phone number here is 805-639-0008. You can also listen on live on my website, which is kimpaganoshow.com. You can also listen on TuneIn Radio on any of your phones. And call in. We want to hear from you. We want you to win. And actually, I've got a little bit of another little surprise. I've got some tickets to Roxy Theater.
Oh, nice.
It's Tuesday, night movie. They have a great, I love that little studio. It's just a local little studio over in Camarillo, Santa Rosa. And so I'll be giving away tickets there. So we're going to add value every day and every way here on The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us again so you can get ready. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We'll be right back.
I know I've been a real bad girl. I try.
common ground. So baby, time's getting a little crazy. I've been getting a little lazy, waiting you to come save me. I can see that you're angry by the way that you treat me. Hopefully you don't leave me. Wanna take you with me.
Honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Why not give someone you love the gift of music this holiday season? Music is a gift that will last a lifetime, and at the Lewis Music Academy, my family and I will personalize a gift certificate for you and your special someone. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, strings, woodwinds, and brass. We also have a fantastic rock band program and an awesome worship music workshop. Choose your instrument, pick your favorite song, bring your friends, and come rehearse your band as you prepare for an evening concert. And for your adorable mini music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 4. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We've got a full studio here. And remember, it is Tuesday, Trivia Tuesday. So we've got some really great gifts to give away. Tell them again, just so we can get everybody excited.
Yeah, we've got the tickets to the holiday ice rink at the lakes in Thousand Oaks. So you can go outdoors and skate. And we got 4 passes for giving away, includes rentals. And it's a great place to get some exercise and to get the holiday spirit going.
All right. And, you know, and that's really something that I think is so important right now, is those are the kind of gifts we need to be giving to our children, not so they can sit in front of a computer or sit in front. We want to be active with them. That's what I don't know. You know how you have like an epiphany?
Right.
It was an epiphany when I was in Florida. I want to spend time with my children. Like you said, they're all getting older. They're all getting ready to go to college and leave.
Yeah, and I'm really trying to focus. Actually, the gifts this year we're trying to give are things, experiences, just what you said.
Yeah, experiences and memories. That's what it's all about. Well, right now we have Rainbow Mars, and she is actually, are you in Yoga Works, right, in L.A.?
Well, there's going to be a workshop there on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I'm global. I share with teachers and people all over the world.
So
and
you
love ice skating.
Do you?
Yeah.
There you go. All right. So great energy in here. So tell us, how do we, you know, I know Marsha's really into yoga. This is something, I did yoga for a while. And, you know, there's different kinds of yoga. But yoga as a lifestyle, I think that's so important. How do we get started?
Well, yoga simply means union. So there are many ways to become more of who we are so that we can do whatever we love and do it better. How does that happen? It's sort of like unplugging. If you were a computer and you had too many programs running, you would go into overdrive and the computer would crash. You occasionally have to unplug and refragment.
I love how you put that, because I always say I have way too many files. I just need to delete some, you know,
mm-hmm.
because things you have to regenerate your body. And I think that's a perfect way to do it.
Yeah.
So how did you get started? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my mom was an upper-class flower child, so she got to rebel from, you know, her Miss Hall School for Young Ladies days. I was born in a teepee under a double rainbow and spent most of my life rebelling, you know, being as preppy as I could and bringing home boys with hair that was too short. And eventually when I moved to Hollywood I got some jobs and some movies and used it to really ground myself in the midst of the chaos and found that, you know, I just don't know where my life would be without it. I became so passionate about the benefits of the practice, and then people started asking me if I could share those same tools with them.
But with you, it's not just yoga. It's a whole lifestyle of healthy living, right?
Yeah. I mean, what we do in our sport or life is affected by what we do in the kitchen. And what we do in the kitchen affects what we do in our bathroom, bedroom, home, garden. And what we do all in those places affects what we do in our life and sport. So you can't really disconnect one from the other, which is why it's yoga. You end up caring about these other aspects of your life. But you can start by just getting on the mat, and you will realize how, you know, we all have places that we can go into ourselves to become more of who we really are. I practice to let go of who I've become so I can be who I really am. And that's a daily practice.
Ooh, say that again. Wait a minute. That's like a mommy moment. You know, I always take note of all those things that people have already learned. So say that again for me.
I practice to let go of who I've become to be who I really am.
And I think that is so important. And that's one of the things that we talk about here on my show is your personal gift, who you were meant to be. Are we fulfilling who we really are and being the best possible, you know, and that's what it's all about. And I think yoga is just really getting down to your inner and realizing your worth of who you are.
Well, and if you've never done yoga before and you're intimidated by it, go to a good beginning class, because a good instructor will tell you, you don't compete with anybody else in the class. You really are here for yourself, and you go at your own pace and your own ability, and don't worry about anybody else. And for me, who is a very competitive person, that took me a little while to say, okay, I'm not the 20-year-old girl that can put her leg over her head. I am who I am, and I'm going to do my best.
I like to say, play a sport where you break your own records. You are captain, coach, and cheer squad. And your success is measured in breaths and millimeters.
I love that. And, you know, and that's the other thing that I really feel. We are our own producer of our own show. This is our life. Make it the best. So tell us some great tips that you can help us to get on the road for success.
Well, yeah, and I love that you're saying success, because I feel that we should all do whatever makes our heartbeat faster and follow our passion. But of course, living healthier and being healthier is going to help us do those things. So how do we take care of ourselves every day to take a moment to ourselves to unplug and look within so that whatever we're doing can be more clear and efficient? Get on the mat. There's tons of yoga videos, DVDs, classes. You know, it's really, there's no excuse to not go inside. And by doing that, you can tune into what feels right for you to eat healthily that day. So instead of maybe reaching for the thing that's not the best for us ever, then we might take better care of ourselves. So I like to eat greens, for instance, as a daily discipline. I like to drink a lot of lemon, that it supports the liver, lemon and water. And I'm really just loving, if we take care of the earth will take care of us. So it's really incredible that all the gifts that we need to realign and balance our bodies, minds, and souls are right there around us. And it's actually more affordable than a lot of the other things that we could pick. And if you think health is expensive, try getting sick. So
exactly.
We really need to take responsibility for our health.
Oh, I really like that. And that is something, I mean, that's what it is. It's positive living here. That's what we're talking about. And so do you think that it's important, as important to be exercising and eating right at the same time, or can you do one without the other?
Just start somewhere, wherever you start. And I would say to really embody your healthiest, it's about 80% nutrition and the rest is exercise. So you'll find though when you...
So 80% is nutrition.
Because
that's interesting.
That's what's hard. People are sometimes working out so hard.
But they're not eating right.
Even too hard, that they're so hungry that they will eat some, you know, they'll eat the extra slice of pizza. Instead of being calm and feeling equanimity and feeling balanced, so you want to grab a kale salad or an avocado or coconut. So if you can, and we want fat, we want plenty of fats, fruits, and vegetables, of course. And when we practice in a place that calms down our nervous system, we'll actually reach for things that are healthier.
And good fats, not unhealthy fats.
Like avocado, right?
Which has lipase in it, which actually has the enzyme that will help us digest the fats. So fats in it, their whole form, soaked nuts, absolutely avocado, coconuts. And the bad fats, really, we want to be careful of fried foods, deeply fried foods, chemicals, synthetic things that we think they say fat-free, or, you know, if they are yellow dye number 5, or there are too many things that you don't understand what they are.
Or if you can't pronounce it, don't eat it.
Exactly. Well, they're creating a synthetic synthesis in our system, that's anti-harmonious.
All right. If anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we've got an incredible studio here of talented people. That's what I love, surrounding myself with great people. We've got myself, Marcia, Rainbow Mars, and we're talking about lifestyle, yoga, all of that, anything that can add to our life. We've got Matthew and Rob from Coffee News, and we've got Andy on our board, and we've got Matt here. He's visiting with us, too. He's here. Anyways, and our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We're getting ready at 8:30 to do our Tuesday trivia, and we've got some great gifts away. Also, Rainbow, you brought something with us, too, right?
Yeah, well, we're giving away a pass to my awesome class on Saturday at Yoga Works in Westwood. There's going to be an abundance of giveaways, food, information. I'm coming out with a book, so you'll be receiving one of those, as well as hear incredible musicians and just be in the connection with yourself. So we're going to give you a pass, so you should tune in, call in. Hang out with the lovely team that's here at the station. I'm really excited to be here, and also come to my class on Saturday.
I love it. So all you have to do is give us a call here. Andy is waiting for your call at 805-639-0008.
Treat yourself.
I want to go out and call.
I know.
I want to be there. I think that's so good. And you know what? That was one of my plans. You know, it's funny. Always at the end of the year, you start thinking of how I'm going to do it better next year. You know, and I think it's so important to invest in yourself. Before you invest in anything else, you have to invest in yourself, because then as a mom, you know, we always are last on the list.
What's that saying? You have to fill your vessel to be able to serve anybody else.
Absolutely. But, you know, I even heard it even better than that is you need to have like leftovers dribbling over, right? So that you can really take care of other people, because you have to fill your cup to the top, not just make sure you have enough. So I love that, and I think that's so Rainbow, give us what are 5 tips for healthy lifestyles that anyone can start today?
Well, realize that we can't change anyone outside of ourselves, so that we can change, but we can change inside. And if we change inside, then we will change our life. I don't know if that's a tip, but I would say the 5 top tips is get on the mat, number 1. Number 2, drink a clean source of water. Number 3, realize that salt is our friend.
Okay, let me back you up a second. Okay, mat, meaning yoga mat.
Yeah.
Okay. Water, is there a certain kind of water? I mean, do you have to drink smart water, or is it just...
You just drink a good source of water without chemicals, you know, purified, hopefully from the earth, because there's minerals in the water that we need. We need all the 98 minerals that are either from the sea, the, you know, seaweed or Celtic salt, but we definitely need a good source of water. And
your body's 98% water.
98% water. We are 100% energy and 80% water. So eat foods also that have 80% water. So if you can eat a balance of about 80% live foods to make your body more alive, you know, that could be a push for somebody. But if you want to feel more alive, more fresh, more fun, more healthy, more awake, eat foods that are of that. If you want to feel toasted, dead, microwaved and
oh yeah, I want to feel like that. You know what's funny though, seriously, when you do eat really good, my husband and I thought, oh god, we were out in Florida and we were just eating like crazy, and it was I was full. I was like, oh god, I don't need to eat for a week now, you know. But last night we shared a really nice piece of fish and some vegetables and some steamed clams. We were good. And I said, that's what we need. He goes, that's what we've been doing. No, not really. But you need to be aware of what you eat. It's so important to how you feel.
Yeah, it's like making love. Like, you have to be conscious of what you're going to put on your mouth. Are you just going to kiss anyone? Would we eat anything? It will stay with us for a while. Don't deprive.
I've never heard it put like that, but I like it. I like it. We are talking to Rainbow Mars, and you know what? You got to get in touch with her. And now, how can they get in touch with you?
You can find me through the website rainbowmars.com, and it's RainBeau. But I'm easy to find. So, yeah, we have a whole team waiting for you to serve
you can
your
look up in the sky
beauty.
And see a rainbow anywhere, right? I love that you were born under a rainbow, two rainbows. God, double rainbows.
I know, and it was in the Ozarks of Missouri where rainbows were not common. So I'm here to serve. And I also want to share with you guys to not deprive, but thrive. And there's such an abundance of nourishment out there in the world and goodness. And when we do that inside, we're able to, along the terms that you were saying, we have to, if you give more, you'll receive more, to open the vessel to do that and eat more healthy foods and you'll feel healthier. And the fifth one I want to say is to eat sea vegetables. Those are going to be supportive of the thyroid. I just want to put that out there because there's a lot going on.
Okay, so talk to us a little bit about sea vegetables. What is sea vegetables?
Sea vegetables, they come from the sea. So again, I'm talking about Celtic salt or sea vegetables. The only place we can find the 98 minerals that we need is from the ocean.
Meaning kelp and seaweed.
Yeah, because our earth is now devoid of a lot of the minerals, even if you're eating organic vegetables. Of course, you could eat organic, but we're getting a little deeper here because I can feel the level of intelligence in the room and out there in Los Angeles.
She's so nice, isn't she?
So eat sea vegetables because it's going to help support your thyroid, which will support your metabolism. Also, there's been some attention to radiation this year, and it will help you synthesize and metabolize radiation as well as fat better.
So we're going to try to eat better. What do you think about supplements?
I think that we should get most of our nourishment from the food that we eat, whole foods, minerals.
So if you eat well, you don't need as much.
Yeah, you know, there's always a couple of good things, but.
So when you're saying seaweed, does that mean we have to eat sushi? Or do you just eat it by yourself? I mean, that's, you know,
there is seaweed in bags. It's really weird. I was at the Costco the other day, and this man was saying that all the kids
are eating
are taking seaweed to school. Wow. In these little bags. I've not tried it, but.
Well, I was on the airplane coming back, and there was a man in front of me. He was eating a little bag of seaweed. You know, you never want to go on the airplane hungry, let me tell you. But, you know, because all their stuff is freeze-dried. Mm-hmm. But I was looking at that. So how do we get seaweed?
Well, you can get it at any store, any health food store, at Whole Foods, Co-op. I'm sure at any Japanese restaurant, yes. There's a reason why the Asian community have such beautiful hair, skin, and nails. And so it's high in silica as well as the other minerals. So we all need a little more minerals. You could also do Celtic salt, but I find that seaweed is actually more accessible. So eat your
vegetables. Wait, so where do we find Celtic salt?
Same thing, Whole Foods, any health. And it's just because you realize that they take the vitamins from salt and they sell it to the vitamin companies, the minerals, excuse me, from the salt, and they sell it to the vitamin companies. So we're not getting the vitamins that we need on table salt. But if you can get Celtic salt or seaweed, we can do wonders for our lives and our teeth and our hair, skin, and nails. And last thing, doctrine of signatures. Things in the world are usually good for that thing. So seaweed kind of looks like hair. It's really good for our hair.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Look at nature and think, okay, I want to have fuller breasts, and you can eat pumpkin seeds. Pumpkins are very full.
You know, people are running to the store right now.
No, I just
to get
had
pumpkin
a,
seeds.
Well, you know what? I just had a text from somebody, and they said that they love seaweed, and Trader Joe's has it. So no plug for Trader Joe's, but I do love Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there you go. That's another place
Bonds,
to get it.
It's really any place.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we talking
it's
about?
All over right now.
I mean, it's everywhere. Seaweed.
Well, I love it. When we come back, we'll find out how to get your book, 28 Days to Your Superstar Glow. You do have a glow about you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I'm so glad that you're here in our studio. I love when people are in our studio. Then you get really to kind of get to feel them, know them, you know, who they are. Well, stay with us. Right now, what we're going to do is Matthew and Rob from Coffee News. It's Tuesday Trivia, and we are going to give away our question, and we've got lots of good stuff because here on the Kim Pagano Show, we add value every day in every way. So what is our question, Rob?
Okay, the question this week is, which famous American team has been featured in films and on a cartoon series since being formed in 1927 by a man named Abraham Saperstein?
So, ooh, okay. Say it one more time one for more all time of here. Our people that are maybe, you know, pulling over going, I know that, I yes. know that.
Okay, which famous American team has been featured in films and on a cartoon series since being formed in 1927 by Abraham Saperstein.
Okay. And with that, what we're going to do is we will take caller, the first caller that has the right answer will win the four tickets to
the Thousand Oaks Ice Rink at the Lakes.
That's a great place. I can't wait. What a perfect holiday gift right there.
Yep.
So all you have to do is call 805-639-0008, and what we'll do is we'll take the next caller. We'll win a pass to Rainbow's Saturday.
I think you need to do it separately because maybe...
You know what? You're Marcia, you're so smart. That's why I have
I think
you
the
here.
Same person may not be calling for the
That's right.
Things.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll give away the four passes right now to the Thousand Oaks ice skating.
Right.
All right. So the person with the first winner will get it at 805-639-0008. Say the question one more time.
Okay. Which famous American team has been featured in films and a cartoon series since being formed in 1927 by Abraham Saperstein?
Okay. Give us a call. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your...
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
Do you ever feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
Welcome back, everyone. We had several callers. I don't know if that was a hard one. Let's see if this last caller here actually got it. We'll wait. And but Rainbow Mars actually has a question that we're going to put out there, too, to win. Rainbow, tell us what we're winning.
Well, you're going to win a pass to the Revolutionary Day on Saturday from 1 to 4, live music, gift bags, goodies, and a great yoga class where you can really receive the gift that we'll keep on giving. So the question will be, what does yoga mean?
All right. And all you have to do is call here at 805-639-0008. And you can also Facebook us. I know we're open on Facebook on the Kim Pagano Show, or Twitter us on Kim Pagano Show. There's so many ways to get in touch with us. We're all out there and we're adding value every day in every way.
I just wanted to say that if you, this is Matthew with the Coffee News, if you go to the lakes and ice skate there, you can make a great day of it by visiting one of the restaurants at the lakes. There's several delicious restaurants. Or if you're on a budget, this is a great tip, bring a picnic lunch, and after you skate, walk across the street to the Gardens of the World.
Oh, great.
Which
tip.
Is a tremendous, beautiful garden, and you can walk around and look at all these beautiful areas that are theme-based. Like they have a Japanese area, Japanese garden. They have an area dedicated to the emissions of California, and it just makes for a great afternoon and a great picnic spot.
Now, see, that's what I'm talking
free.
About. Yeah. Well, you know, and seriously, there's so many coupons out now. It is, you can do so much. You just have to be smart about it. I mean, I'm telling you, we did a marathon in Florida, and there was a coupon for everything. My kids and my husband walked way back before, you know, before I got up there to see my deal. But all right. Okay, so talk to us a little bit about where we find your book, and also I want to give
out... It's not just books, it's videotapes and all kinds of
Yeah, she's
stuff.
Got a ton of stuff. I love it. I love when you guys...
Think of me as a healthy Martha Stewart. Like, Martha taught you how to entertain. I'm here to help you get healthy again. So there's, we got our fitness system, our food system, our teacher training system, all of it, yeah.
All right.
So rainbowmars.com. RainBeauMars. I'm starting a cleanse January 8th. It's about the book. So the way that the book evolved is that for myself to be my most beautiful self, whenever I'd get in front of the camera, I was the face of Adidas and I've done movies. So
and she is beautiful.
It was like gorgeous. Whatever I do. And I love to, you know, eat and do what everybody else does, have some great tequila now and then and eat pizza.
You don't have to tell all your secrets.
And, okay. But what I always
that is a nice thing to know, that you have a normal life, but you incorporate all of this and feel yeah. better doing it.
And I always do the best. I always give to myself the very best that I can. Of course, top shelf. And then if I have to be in front of the camera, there's two to 3 week period that I go through, in which phase one, week one, is just kind of eliminating chemicals. Week two is taking it to the next level where you might even eliminate cooked food. But again, you can eat as much as you want, no calorie restriction. And then week three, the possibility is to eat those same foods but blended. However, there's a beginner's, an intermediate, and an advanced version. So there's really something for everyone. What makes the difference in this program is the day-by-day play, the daily recipes. And we have a global cleanse, which people tune in from Dubai and Germany and Hungary. And the group support is what makes the difference with that. So you can ask questions. And my mother and I, as well as a world-renowned nutritionist, I have had different ones, but we will answer all your questions. We'll support you through the process. You don't even have to leave your home, but we'll support you in becoming your most beautiful self and getting that superstar glow in a three-week period.
And does this cost money?
That program is $150, which is everyone tells us we should charge like a lot more because it's like we're available to you 24 hours. And it works. Most people will lose anywhere from 15 pounds. Some people, if you don't want to lose weight, you could just restore your ideal health. But it's pretty miraculous the third week, the testimonials that start coming in. And so the book that is really an aspect of that program is so that you don't necessarily have to do the cleanse. And it's $19.99 on Amazon and Kindle and RainbowMars.com.
And when does this three-week program start?
The next one will be January 8th. So perfect.
I was going to say, I hope after the holidays.
Yeah.
Why? So you can snack and then you start.
Well, no,
right?
Because yeah. You know, then you wouldn't enjoy, you know, being with your family at Christmas if you're like, you know, putting your food in a blender.
That's
anyway.
That's very
true. It seems boring, but I just want to say beauty and indulgence can and does coexist. So yes, indulge when in Rome, when in Christmas, and keep your calorie count high so that when there is a time when you want to, you know, give your system a fresh start, you can take a 3 week. Not even a break. It's really a three-week rejuvenation program where you're eating as much as you want, but of these certain things, and you watch your life change, and you realize, going back to what we were saying before, it all starts within. You'll notice the people at the grocery stores look at you different, or the person's called you, or you got the job, and it was just because you made the change from within.
I love
and
that.
And January is always a perfect time for that. So,
yeah. You know what? Every day. Every day is a perfect time. I always say you can start your day anytime again. So do it today.
Okay, so your website is what?
RainbowMars.com, RainbeaU. Mars is in the planet.
Okay. Also, okay, so we had several callers, but nobody understood what, or they got it, which let's give the answer out for one.
Okay.
No, I got to give the answer because I knew it.
Oh, yeah.
It was Harlem Globetrotters.
That's right.
That's
okay,
it is.
So we have always a backup because we love to give away here. So, Rob, give us another question that people can win because it is definitely Trivia Tuesday here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Yeah, this one is going to make you think a little. Hopefully you've had your coffee this morning. If you're a cyclist in a cross-country race, just before you cross the finish line, you overtake the person in second place. Which place did you finish in?
Okay, guys out there, you got to get this one. Okay, one more time really quick.
So you visualize this in your mind. You're a cyclist in a cross-country race. You're just about to cross the finish line, and you overtake the person in second place. What place did you finish in?
Okay, 805-639-0008. You've got tickets to the ice skating rink out in Thousand Oaks. All right. Okay, so we actually have our next guest on, and we have Dr. Anthony Massey. And are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us here on my show, The Kim Pagano Show. So, you know, interesting thought. Is some stress good for you?
Right. Yes. You know, everyone thinks of stress as being a bad thing. Actually, stress is kind of neutral, and it's what we do about it that can lead to good effects or really not-so-good effects.
Right.
Well, I kind of think there's two kinds of stress. There's stress you put on yourself that's, you know, you have control over, and then there's other stress, like someone in your family dying or a member of your family being sick, that you don't really have control over. So how do you separate the two and use it to your best advantage?
Right. I think that the things that it's much easier to get a handle on things you have control over with stress. So like I said, you know, kind of setting up your own deadline of getting something done. That's pretty easy to to have a good outcome from that. You meet your deadline, you have a success, and that's great. These other things you don't have so much control over, it's not so easy to use just that technique, and often have to kind of fall back on other techniques, other skills, other ways of dealing with stress that are proven to be successful. Good research is out there and has looked into what works for people, and we know some things that can really help out.
So what are those things that can help out? As we're talking right now to Dr. Anthony Massey, and we're talking about, is some stress good for you? You know, a lot of people bring their own stress on. That's kind of what you were talking about, right? And yet, at the same time, there is just the holidays bring stress on. I'm really, really practicing on trying to live in the moment. We talked about that at the beginning of this year, right? Mm-hmm. Of living in our purpose and being really mindful, and so that we're not living on somebody else's stress. So when you walk into a grocery store, you walk into a department store, and somebody, you know, is having their bad day, how do you not get involved?
Right. I think it's important to understand what you have control over and what you don't. And the mindfulness approach that you spoke of is a really good one. It's something that's worked for thousands of years.
Right.
You go back with, you know, a history of mindfulness and meditation. So there's, if it's been around that long, there's probably something, you know, useful about it. Taking control of things that you're able to is a really good technique to handle the stress, and knowing the things you can't control, kind of backing away from that and really trying to put things in a bit of perspective.
Can you give us some practical tips on what we can do?
Well, I think I would say the first thing to do, even before, you know, dealing with a particular situation, is to build a foundation in yourself so that you are as resilient as possible to stress. And it's not complicated. It's really straightforward, you know, to take care of your body.
Right, and that's what we're talking about here.
Rainbow Mars is here, and she's a yoga expert as well as a life coach, and we've been talking about that the whole hour. Is that something that would be good for you?
Yeah.
So I think once you make yourself resilient to stress, then you can handle what's going on out there.
You're in a much better position to make that stress a force for doing something good.
There you go.
Maybe personal growth, maybe
I like to have some stress. I do much better if I have stress. If I don't have any stress in my life, I don't get anything done. So if I if I'm a busier person, you know.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Massey, for calling in. I appreciate it. And what can you leave us with, one thing that we, you know, can be stressful for that can help us?
Well, you know, I think that maybe I can just leave a good source of information, and that would be the website www.cigna.com. And it's a great place to go to learn more about stress, with videos, podcasts, downloads, and also links to other sites, you know, if you want to learn even more about stress or other health topics.
Okay, great. All right. Well, thank you so much, and happy holidays.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. So you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We are not over yet. We are going to give away...
We have four passes to the holiday ice rink at the lakes.
That's right.
For ice skating in the outdoors in the beautiful setting there.
You guys just tried to get, like, trick us or something today. I don't know. But it's actually an easy question. So ask us again. I know, I apologize for all the callers.
Yeah, one more time here. If you're a cyclist in a cross-country race and you're just about to finish across the finishing line, you overtake the person in second place, what place did you finish in?
That's right. That's the question
for
here.
I know.
And the
calling number.
That's it. 805-639-0008. That can get you four tickets to the Thousand Oaks ice rink.
Yes.
So give us a call. 805-639-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan, not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from The Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we've got a winner. They must be cold and not awake yet, you know?
Yeah.
But anyways, talk about what the answer is so that we can let everybody know that it is Trivia Tuesday.
So, yeah, once again, the question was, if you're a cyclist in a cross-country race and you're just about to finish across the finishing line, you overtake the person in second place, which place did you finish in?
And what was it?
And the correct answer is second place.
That's right. All right. So
you know, that's one of those things that's kind of easier to read than to hear.
Yeah, but you got to, so it's like you got to do it. Anyways, yeah. All right. So, Marcia, you're going to give us some holiday party decorating ideas. This lady is so, she's just so talented. And everybody get their notepads because you're going to want to take some notes on what she's going to tell you.
Okay. So for anybody that's, first of all, my name is Marcia Hively, and I'm an AIFD floral designer, although kind of retired in a way.
Not really.
Anyway, and one of my passions is to bring beauty into your home and for you to be able to do things that are easy and beautiful that you're not intimidated by because anybody can do it. Now, and things that we have around the house that don't cost a lot of money. So the first tip I would give you is cranberries. Cranberries are cheap and they go for everything. That you can put them in.
That's
vases.
Right. I do love your cranberries. Around.
You can put them in, you know, things and then put water in it. And anytime you put water in a vase, and whatever's in the water is going to be magnified. So like when you put marbles in a vase and you put water in it, the marbles look bigger. It's the same effect. You put a lot of cranberries in a vase. And you, if you don't want to buy any flowers, you can just float candles. And it makes a beautiful centerpiece. And what did it cost you? You know, a bag of cranberries is what, $2.50? And
now,
everybody.
Now,
and,
do they stay for pretty long?
Yeah, they'll stay a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And they don't, I mean, until they start to smell, you know,
right.
Or look funny.
Right.
You know, but you want to change the water. The key to water and anything you do with flowers is change the water. I know people always ask me, how do flowers stay, you know, how do you get flowers to stay longer? Change water. Flowers are just like us. They need oxygen. And as soon as they pulled the oxygen out of the water, that they start to die.
What about putting an aspirin in? Is that
you
an
can
old,
do all
oh,
of those
that,
little tricks?
Okay.
It's fine, but really
change
your water.
That's the easiest.
Change
thing.
Your
okay.
water and clean your vase after you have let your flowers die, and there's all that gross stuff, you know, in the vase. Bleach your vase out for the next time that you use your vase,
so that it
it's clean and it doesn't reactivate the bacteria that's already in there.
Okay,
that is the best tip I can give you. Also, fresh greens, and I don't mean go out and buy a ton of fresh greens. Just go into your garden or your neighborhood, go on a walk, and cut, you know, little pine pieces and pine cones and pick things up. And you can always arrange things out on your table with just greenery, some pine cones, and fruit. So pomegranates are beautiful, apples, and a lot of times you can find those little apples, crayon apples you never want to eat, but they look really pretty. They also look really pretty in a vase, by the way. And if you like a brighter effect, you can cut lemons or oranges and put them in the water, and you know, then you get different colors on your table.
And I love how you put candles, all different sizes.
Yeah, I have a thing about candles. Now, I do want to do a disclaimer that please put something under your candles. I have had almost accidents a couple times of forgetting the candles, letting them burn, and then the wax drips down on the table, and the wax catches on fire.
Oh, and also before you go to sleep, make sure you unplug your Christmas tree. You put all your your candles out.
Don't leave
out.
Things.
Those are things.
And
that
if
are just...
you go away, and you know, don't leave a fresh Christmas tree on just because you want your neighbors to see your tree.
Yeah.
It. You know, it's just stupid.
Great point.
So.
You know, our show, what a great show. I'm so glad it's over. I know. I need more time.
I have a question, though. What do I do? I'm a candle lover, and I often put candles on top of beds of rocks, and then the candles get in the rocks. It's just a cleaning process. Any tips to easily...
Yeah, put the rocks in a pan and heat it up, and you can take the wax off of it really easily.
Oh, see, you're so smart. I love it. Gosh, well, you have been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, adding value every day in every way. And who was Paula? Paula from Ventura. Yep. She was our winner. Congratulations.
Yay.
And thank you so much. And thank you all of everybody else for trying to get those answers right. We're going to work on doing them a little easier so we can, you know, really add spirit out there. Also, Rainbow, you said that you actually have some downloads, right?
Yeah, that's rainbowmars.com. I have, I don't know, 30 DVDs, and a bunch of those are just easily downloadable. So the show is running out today, but I would give the downloads maybe next time.
Okay,
if you have the answer, what does yoga mean,
go to my
Facebook and answer it, and we'll send you a download, and you can just pick which one that you want. So we have yoga for sport, which is more like Ryoka, martial arts, and yoga, and then also yoga for beauty, lots of stuff.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Matthew, Rob, for
thank
Coffee
you.
News. Pick up your Coffee News. It's such a great read, definitely. Thank you, Andy, for the board. Great job. Rainbow, it's
Yay.
Been a pleasure.
Thanks.
I can't wait to have you back. And Marcia, all your tips. I love your tips. So, all right. And
with that,
I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is, if you want to succeed in the world, you must make your own opportunities as you go.
Mm.
With that, you have been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Have a really great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Eyes that you can't ignore. Passion.